Thank you. My name is Chet Townsend. I'm vice president with AquaSpy. I'm standing in for David Sloan, who couldn't make it here from Australia this week. I'm going to talk about online irrigation scheduling for improved yield and water use efficiency. The problem growers have is, how do you add the right amount of water at the right time? A couple of the options you have is try and model water use to estimate how much to put on and when, or you can let the plant tell you when to irrigate and how much to irrigate by measuring soil moisture content. A happy plant grow more cotton. And capacitant probes with remote telemetry make it easy to monitor soil moisture. AquaSpy manufactures capacitant probes, the multi-sensor probes. They have sensors every 4 inches. And we can connect to a range of different telemetry systems. We graph continuous data, and we manufacture probes in 20, 40, and 60-inch length, so you can match it to your root depth. In cotton, we insert the probe in a representative area in the field, and we hook up telemetry. To the right, you'll see a T20 with solar powered, and it has a cellular modem and uploads to the internet every 15 minutes. The output is a simple graph. The green area is where the optimal soil moisture, that's where you want to keep your moisture. If you get above that, what we call the full point right here, into the blue area, that's too wet. And if you get below the refill point, that's too dry. And we can also have a trend line that predicts when you need to irrigate, so you can predict 2-3 days out, so you can set up your pivots to turn on. But monitoring soil moisture is not just making sure you've got the proper moisture, it's to help manage your root zone. Most growers tend to irrigate the same throughout the whole season. That's represented by this red line going straight across. What growers do in the early part of the season, they tend to over-irrigate too frequently, and that does not allow your root system to get down to the deeper depths. If you delay your onset of the next irrigation, you can force those roots to get deeper, and then you can establish a much stronger plant that could tolerate stress later in the season. And then during the peak period after the bloom, when you want to have good moisture to set your bowls, you want to make sure you don't under-irrigate, so you can have a potential yield loss. So you can have a template, irrigation template, where you can change the level to irrigate later on in the season based on your depth of root system. And you can drill down and look at much more detail, look at every individual sensor, and you can actually determine when the roots get at different depths. Over on the right-hand side, that lower graph, every day your roots get deeper and deeper and it starts using water at those different depths. But we try to make it simple. We have an irrigation summary page, so if you have several probes in different fields, you can quickly look at the status of each probe. They have a little icon that comes up whether you're below the refill point, you need to irrigate immediately, or whether you're 2 days to the irrigation, or whether the moisture is readily available, or you're above the full point. So you can quickly drill down and check each probe if you have an issue. So in summary, by monitoring with capacitance probes, you can visualize your root growth, how deep you are. You can get your water to penetrate to the correct depth, make sure you're getting your irrigation deep enough to get to those lower roots, and increase yield and reduce costs, and in the end, improve your profitability. Thank you. You can find out more information at our booth here at number 328. You have time for questions?
Sure.
Anybody have any questions? Yes.
What's the difference between your probe
and C? We're the same company. We used to manufacture, we still manufacture C probes, the same technology. The AquaSpy probe is a third generation technology, uses the same capacitance but a different sensor. It's a flexible circuit board instead of the metal rings, but we're the same company. Any other question? Yes. We can apply calibrations for every soil type, but you have to run a calibration. But basically, we're looking at relative differences in water use on the graph, and we set a full refill point based on the site specific.
Okay.
So if you're in a heavier soil, you're going to deplete the moisture slower than you would in a sandy soil. Any more questions? Yes, sir. It really depends on how variable your acreage is. We recommend at least one per management zone. So if you have a center pivot and the soil is pretty uniform, you can get away with one probe. But if you have multiple soil types in one area, you may need more than one probe. So the cost per acre can vary quite a bit depending on your variability. Any more questions? Thank you.